弟兄姐妹们平安。今天的经文取自尼西米记八章一到十二节。到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人，聚集在水门前的宽阔处。请文士以斯拉将耶和华兼摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读着律法书，众民侧耳而听。文士以斯拉站在为这事特备的木台上，马他提亚、示马、亚奈亚、乌利亚、希勒加和马西亚站在他的右边，皮大亚、米沙利、马基亚、哈顺、哈拔大拿、萨加利亚和米舒兰站在他的左边。第五节，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说：“阿们，阿们！”就低头面伏于地，敬拜耶和华。耶稣亚、巴尼、示利比、雅敏、亚古、沙比泰、何地亚、马西亚、基利他、亚撒利亚、约撒巴、哈南、皮赖亚和利未人使百姓明白律法，百姓都站在自己的地方，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。第九节，省长尼西米和做祭司的文士以斯拉并教训百姓的利未人对众民说：“今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。”这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。又对他们说：“你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。”于是利未人使众民静默，说：“今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。”众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 1 to 12. When the seventh month came, and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon, as he faced the square before the water gate, in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on his right stood Mattithiah, Shema, Anaiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, Maaseiah, and on his left, Pedaiah, Mishael, Micaiah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Verse 6. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, "Amen, Amen." Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Benai, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josbed, Hanan, and Peliah instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that people could understand what was being read. Verse 9. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to your Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Verse 12. Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. May Lord bless those who read and obey his word.
This morning, we are very glad to have Pastor to bring God's word and together with Elder Curly to do the translation.
今天早上我们很高兴请牧师为我们证道, Curly上为我们做翻译。
请 Please, Curly.
I hope the volume is bearable. Can you all hear clearly?
我希望那个音量是适当的，大家都可以清楚听到吗？
Thank you. We take a break from Zechariah and Matthew. We want to look at Nehemiah chapter 8 today.
我们暂停查考撒迦利亚书和马太福音。今天我们来看尼希米记。
During a crisis, what brings joy?
在危机里头，什么能够带来喜乐？
There will be crisis in life.
在人生里面一定会有危机。
Times that make us sad.
是一些让我们感到忧伤的时刻。
Frightened.
感到害怕。
And we worry about tomorrow, or we may even lose sleep.
我们会担心明天怎么样，甚至因此失眠。
When times are difficult, what is critical for survival?
当生活很困难的时候，什么是我们生存的关键呢？
What brings joy?
什么能够带来喜乐？
We shall see in this sermon.
我们在今天的信息里面会看到。
The main point is this.
那个重点在这里。
That will enable us to have joy even during crisis, during difficult times.
那个能够在帮助我们，甚至在危机里面仍然喜乐的东西。
Now it's the word of God, the Bible.
是神的话，圣经。
Specifically, is obedience to the Bible.
更准确的来说，是对于圣经的顺服。
That's why Christians, children of God, must read the Bible.
这是为什么基督徒神的儿女们必须读圣经。
What brings joy?
什么能够带来喜乐？
Good food.
好的食物.
This is Pan Pacific.
这个是 Pan Pacific.
Music.
音乐.
Or friendship.
还是友谊.
These are important.
这些都很重要.
But what is critical?
但是最关键的是什么？
It is joy from the Lord.
是从主那里来的喜乐.
When times are dark, it is the sunshine that God brings, the brightness that God brings.
当一切都很黑暗的时候，带给我们喜乐的是神那里来的光。
It brings us comfort, it brings us comfort, brings us strength.
它给我们带来安慰，给我们带来力量。
A quick look at the background.
我们看看背景。
Israel sinned against God.
以色列人得罪神。
They committed many sins.
他们犯了很多的罪。
Serious sins.
很严重的罪。
And so they were from the land of Israel.
所以他们从以色列地。
God sent superpowers and exiled them to a foreign nation, Babylon.
神就使用了这个强国伊拉巴比伦，把他们掳到巴比伦的地方。
So that is in today's Iraq.
巴比伦今天是在现在的伊拉克。
But God is very kind.
但是神是很有怜悯的。
70 years, God brought them back again.
70年之后，神又让他们被带回以色列地。
They came in several batches and two main badges.
他们回去以色列的时候有好几批人，主要是两批人。
So the Nehemiah, it was the second batch.
尼希米呢，他是在第二批回去的人里。
So they returned home, and one of the things besides building a temple, they built the wall that protects the temple.
所以当他们回去的时候，他们除了建造圣殿。 他还建造了这个城墙来保护圣殿。
To protect those who stay in the vicinity of the temple.
来保护那些住在圣殿附近的百姓。
The walls of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的城墙。
This wall you can still see it in Israel.
这个城墙今天你还可以在以色列看到。
But only the western wall remains.
但只有西边的 那堵墙还在那里。
So these were facts that happened some 2000, more than 2,000 years ago.
这些事实呢是发生在两千多年以前。
Will the wall of Jerusalem protect the people of God?
耶路撒冷的城墙真的能够保护神的百姓吗？
Well, it does.
它确实保护到。
But what is critical for God's, for the safety of God's people?
但是神百姓的安全最关键的东西是什么？
Number one, you must seek God's favor.
第一，你必须寻求神的恩惠。
When times are difficult,
当情况很困难的时候。
Don't be like a busy bee buzzing all over the place to look for help here, look for help there.
不要好像忙忙碌的蜜蜂到处寻找帮助。
These are important.
这些虽然重要。
Trying to get money to solve your financial problems.
尝试去借钱来解决财务困难。
Looking for good doctors to cure your sicknesses.
寻找好的医生来医治你的疾病。
Calling people up, comfort me, comfort me.
打电话给别人，请他们来安慰你。
These are important.
这些很重要。
But what is critical?
但是关键的是什么？
During this difficult time,
在这些困难的时刻，
when the people of God face assaults from enemies,
当神的百姓面对敌人的侵害时，
they've just returned from being exiled.
他们刚刚因为被流放刚刚回来。
Enemies are still waiting for opportunities to chew them up.
敌人还寻找机会把他们吞吃掉。
The surroundings were not safe.
他们的周围都不安全。
And food was lacking, money was lacking.
缺乏食物，缺乏金钱。
So what did they do?
所以他们做什么呢？
Israel committed many mistakes.
以色列人犯很多的错误。
Many mistakes.
非常多的错误。
Stupid mistakes.
很愚昧的错误。
They brought it on themselves.
他们是自寻麻烦的。
But one thing they did right.
但是有一件事情他们做得对。
When times were difficult, they sought God's favor.
当他们碰到困难的时候，他们寻求神的恩惠。
God, only you can help me.
神啊，只有你可以帮助我。
Number one, seek God's favor.
所以第一，寻求神的恩惠。
Number one, verse one.
第一节。
All the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel.
到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里。那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。
So the people who returned, they gathered together.
所以那些回到以色列的人，他们就聚集在一处。
It says here they gathered as one man. In the original is one man.
这里就说他们聚集在一起的时候，就好像一个人这样子。
Or specifically 一个男人呢，Because the man represents the family.
一个男人，因为男人代表了一个他的家庭。
But what did they come together to do?
但是他们聚集在一起来做什么？
Like the penguins in the Antarctica, where it's very cold, they huddle together to keep warm.
在北极，好像企鹅一起聚集在一起来保暖吗？
That's what the penguins do.
这是企鹅他们做的
原因。So they come together to find comfort.
他们聚集在一起来得安慰吗？
We must encourage one another.
我们必须彼此鼓励。
That is important.
这些很重要。
But did they come to do that just to come together for fellowship?
但是他们聚集在一起只是为了团契吗？
No, they didn't. Their purpose was not this.
不是的，他们的目的并不是这些。
If you look at the next sentence, they told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses.
如果你看下一句。他说：“将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。”
How did they seek God's favor?
他们要怎么寻求神的恩惠？
Every day pray to God.
每天向神祷告。
That is definitely important.
这肯定很重要。
Come to church every day. That is important.
每天来教会，这很重要。
But what do you mean by seek God's favor? How do you ensure that you got receive God's favor?
但是什么是寻求神的恩惠？怎么确保自己得到神的恩惠？
Yeah, dear Christians, you must understand how to seek God's favor.
基督徒们，你必须明白要怎么去寻求神的恩惠。
Don't do the things that were are not effective.
不要做那些没有效果的事情。
They told the Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the Bible.
他们就请以斯拉把摩西的律法带来。
They did one thing. They wanted to obey God's law.
他们做一件事情，他们要遵行神的律法。
They resolved that I want to obey the Bible.
他们下定决心说，我要遵行圣经的教导。
Because this is the only way that God's favor will come to them.
因为只有这个途径，神的恩惠才能够临到他们。
And that's one reason why when Christians do not read the Bible, you will not have God's favor in your life.
这就是为什么当基督徒不读圣经，你生命中不会有神的恩惠。
When there's no appetite for God's word, you will not get God's favor.
当你对神的话语没有胃口，你是得不到神的恩惠的。
When you don't do your quiet time, you don't read the Bible daily, you will not get God's favor.
如果你没有灵修，没有每天读神的话语，你是得不到神恩惠的。
When you are listening to the sermon now and you think of the food downstairs, you will not get God's favor either.
现在当你听到的时候，可是心里却是想到楼下的食物，你是得不到神的恩惠的。
Because the whole of Israel sinned.
因为全以色列人都犯罪。
God sent superpowers to destroy the nation.
神就差遣了列强来摧毁了这个国家。
They were shamed.
他们被羞辱。
They were killed.
他们被杀害。
Their families fell apart.
他们的家庭被拆毁。
It was one of the darkest times of the history of Israel.
这是以色列人历史里面最黑暗的时刻。
Because the entire Israel sinned.
因为整个以色列都犯罪了。
Therefore, now the entire people of God must obey God.
所以现在全部的以色列人都要遵行神。
The whole of Israel sinned. The whole of Israel must obey God now.
整个以色列人犯罪。现在整个以色列要遵行神的话。
Then there will be peace.
这样才会有平安。
This is a beautiful photo.
这是一张很漂亮的照片。
By today, you should, every family should receive at least one AR size photo.
今天至少每个家庭都会拿到这个8R的照片。
$5 per piece.
每一张是$5。
Can you see your face there?
你可以看到自己的面孔吗？
If the church is to be a blessing to you,
若这个教会要成为你的祝福，
just as if Israel is going to be a blessing to the people of God,
就好比以色列国要成为神百姓的祝福。
If the community of God's people here, the church is going to be a blessing to you,
如果教会的群体这里的人要成为你的祝福，
so that your children who come here, they find comfort, they find direction for life.
好像你的孩子当他们来这里的时候，他们能够得到安慰，得到人生的方向。
So that after a hard day's week, you come back to God's people and receive healing.
在劳碌了一个星期之后，你回到神的百姓当中，得到神的医治。
So that you receive wisdom and direction how to live life.
你得到指示要怎样过好的生活。
Now, if the church is going to be a blessing to you,
如果教会要成为你的祝福，
the whole church.As one man must seek God.
整间教会好像一个男人那样，必须要寻求神。
It is not enough for the leaders to love the Lord.
只有领袖来爱神是不够的。
It's not enough for the Sunday school teachers or the fellowship group leaders to love the Lord.
只有主日学老师或者是团契的带领来爱神是不够的。
God demands that the entire church comes together to love the Lord.
神要求的是整间教会的所有人都来到一起来爱神。
And so if this church is going to be a blessing to you,
所以如果这个教会要成为你的祝福。
Now dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒，
you must be a watchman for your fellow Christian.
你必须成为你的基督徒的朋友们的守望者。
If you see someone falling down,
如果你看到一个人跌倒了，
that person is sick.
那个人病了。
Encourage the person.
你要鼓励他。
If you see that person falling into sin,
如果你看到那个人犯罪，
with wisdom,
带着智慧，
with truth,
带着真理，
but with a lot of love,
还有很多的爱心，
bring that person back to God,
把他带回到神面前。
You cannot say that person minds his own business, I mind my own business.
你不能够说他管他的事情，我管我的事情。
I don't have time for that person because I'm very busy with my life.
没有，我没有时间来照顾那个人，因为我生活很忙碌。
That person is not asking for his own trouble. I'm not going to care about that person.
那个人是自寻麻烦的，我不会照顾他。
哎呀 ，That person doesn't like me to. He's not interested in me talking to him lah.
哎呀，那个人没有兴趣听我跟他讲的话。
Now, dear Christians, you cannot do that.
所以基督徒们，你不可以这么做。
Because if you do not help to keep the church close to God,
因为如果你没有帮助整个教会来与神亲近。
You find that the trouble will return to you and your family.
你会发现那个问题会回到你的家庭。
Don't think that you live a selfish Christian life. As long as you're okay, you don't care about the rest.
不要认为你可以自私的来生活，只要你家庭没事，其他就没其他你就不用管了。
But thank God, Tree of Life Christian Church is a caring church.
但是感谢神，基督生命树基督教会是一个有爱心的教会。
Many have been encouraged, are being encouraged by you also.
很多人都因此得安慰，我也得到你们的安慰。
I pray that you continue to have such fervent love for people and for God.
我祷告你继续对神对人有这份的热忱。
You are a good example.
你是好的榜样。
Keep up the example.
你要继续下去。
But all of us must look out for each other so that the whole church is close to God.
但是我们每一个人必须彼此来守望，好叫我们能够得到神，能够与神亲近。
So what did they do?
所以他们做了什么呢？
So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were to understand.
So
were able to understand.
七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
He describes Ezra as Ezra the priest.
这里把以斯拉描述为一位祭司。
But you notice that earlier on he described Ezra as Ezra the teacher.
但是你留意的话，上文他说以斯拉是一个文士。
哎 ，Are they two persons?
他们是两个不同的人吗
？No, they're the same person.
不是的，他们是同一位。
But yet within the same passage, he describes Ezra differently. Why?
但是在这一段话里边，他就以不同的方式来描述以斯拉，为什么
？Ezra the teacher early on, and now Ezra the priest.
文士以斯拉，而现在呢是祭司以斯拉。
Because the text wants to tell you that the role of a priest is so critical now.
因为经文要告诉我们，这个祭司的职责是这么的关键。
Who is a priest?
谁是一名祭司
？A priest is the person who can bring down God's blessing to people.
祭司是一位能够把神恩惠带到百姓当中的一个人。
When the father whacks the son.
当父亲鞭打儿子
，The mother will come in between the son and the father.
母亲就会来到，会介入父亲和儿子中间。
Hey, don't be anymore, don't be anymore 了。
哎，不要打了，不要打了。
The mother is the middleman.
妈妈呢是那个中间人。
To make peace between the son, naughty son, and a holy God, and a good father.
在这个顽皮的小孩子和这个生气的父亲当中呢，来做一个合适的。
Now that's what Ezra does. The priest. What does mean a priest?
这是祭司所做的工作。
The text is trying to tell you this.
经文就尝试告诉我们
，During the time of crisis，
在危机的时候
，They need someone to bring down God's favor.
他们需要一个人能够把神恩惠带到人间
，Because they need God's favor.
因为他们需要神的恩惠。
If not, my life is finished.
要不然我的一生就完蛋了。
And that's why he is addressed as Ezra the priest.
所以这里称以斯拉为祭司。
And How does Ezra bring down God's favor?
以斯拉又是怎么样把神的恩惠带下来呢？
By doing some magic.
是不是行一些法术？
By doing some rituals.
是不是行一些仪式？
By doing visitation. Of course, visitation is important.
是不是去探访？当然探访很重要。
But how does Ezra bring down God's blessing?
以斯拉是怎么把神的恩惠带来的？
Definitely he prayed for people.
肯定他是为百姓祷告。
But that was not the key.
但是那个不是关键。
He told Ezra, "Bring out the Bible, the law."
这里就说以斯拉将律法书带来。
Because obedience to the law is the only way to bring down God's favor.
因为遵行神的律法是唯一得到神恩惠的途径。
So when your pastor preaches the Bible on the pulpit,
所以当你的传道人在讲台传讲圣经
，encourage your pastor.
你要鼓励你的牧师。
I'm not talking about Pastor Andrew Dunn.
我不是谈陈金生牧师。
I'm talking about pastors when pastors preach the word of God.
我在谈的是当传道人在传讲神话语的时候。
Don't say, 哎呀 ，Pastor, tell some jokes.
你不要说，哎呀，传道人讲一些笑话吧。
Make more applications.
给我多一点的应用。
1 minute Bible, 59 minutes all applications.
一分钟的圣经，59分钟全部是应用。
It is possible to do that.
要这么做是可能的。
But when your pastor preaches the Bible,
但是当你的传道人传讲圣经
，urge your pastor, say, Pastor, please continue to preach God's word to me.
你要鼓励他，传道人继续传讲神的话语给我。
Don't say too much Bible already, less Bible, more applications.
你不要说太多经文了，太多经文了，要多一点应用。
Of course, applications are important.
当然应用是重要的。
But first, the word of God.
但是首先是神的话语。
That's what the Bible says. That's the duty of a pastor.
这是圣经所讲的，这也是传道人的职责。
In the early church, the apostle said, "Our main duty is this."
在初期教会的时候，使徒保罗就这么说。
Is to give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
So when your pastor preaches the word of God, don't complain.
所以当你的传道人传讲神的话语的时候，不要埋怨。
Say, Pastor, please continue to do that.
反而要说，传道人继续这么做。
The elders, pastors included, who direct the affairs of the church, who are well worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching the word of God.
那善于管理教会的长老，包括牧师，当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导的人更当如此。
Elders who teach the word of God, pastors is an elder.
教导神话语的长老，包括牧师，牧师也一位长，也是长老。
When they preach the word of God,
当他们教导神的话。
When they spend time to study the word of God and bring you the word of God,
当他们花时间来学习神的话语，并且跟你们来分享。
Encourage them.
你要鼓励他们。
On Teacher's Day, buy them a gift.
在教师节买他们一个送给他们一个礼物。
Bring them to buffet in Pan Pacific.
带他们去 Pan Pacific 吃自助餐。
Or go downstairs yum cha with them.
或者到楼下去喝茶。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
Thank God for them.
为他们感谢神。
Because they will bring down God's favor to you.
因为他们能够把神的恩惠带给你。
How did they seek God's favor?
他们是怎么寻求神的恩惠？
Look at their seriousness in seeking God's favor.
我们留意他们对神寻求神恩惠那种认真的态度。
Men and women and all who were able to understand languages.
能明白的男女会众。
And children who could understand the word of God.
也包括能够明白神话语的儿童。
They were all sitting in the church sanctuary listening to the word of God preached.
他们都坐在这个教会的会堂里头听神的话语被传讲。
When a child can understand the word of God,
当一个孩子开始能够明白神的话，
train the child to sit down and listen to the word of God.
你要训练他能够坐下来听神的话语。
Encourage the child.
你要鼓励这个孩子。
Discipline the child.
你要管教这个孩子。
Love the child.
你要爱这个孩子。
Help the child.
帮助这个孩子。
Because the child needs God's favor too.
因为这个孩子也需要神的恩惠。
Men and women, the entire country came to seek the word of God.
男女会众，整个国家都来寻求神。
Everyone,
每一个人
except for the babies who are still drinking milk.
除了那些还在喝奶的婴孩。
He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively to the book of the law.
在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到下午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读这律法书，众民侧耳而听。
So they heard the word of God from daybreak till noon. You know how many hours is that?
所以他们从清早到下午听神的话有多少个小时呢？
Six to seven hours.
大概六到七个钟头。
And many of them, I think, were standing.
我相信很多人都是站着听。
Probably they took turns to sit down.
也许他们是轮流坐下来。
I do not know whether they were standing or sitting, but they listened to the word of God preached for 6 to 7 hours.
虽然我不清楚他们是坐着还是站着，但是他们花了六到七个钟头在听神的话。
You sit down here for 1.5 hours, you 呱呱叫。
你们坐在这边一个半小时，听到已经呱呱叫了。
Church camp, 2 hours of preaching, you 呱呱叫。
圣经营两个小时的道，你们也呱呱叫了。
而且 I also 呱呱叫。
我当然也呱呱叫。
But look at them, they sought the Lord.Listen to the word of God for 6 to 7 hours.
但是看看他们寻求神的时候，他们专心听神的话语六到七个钟头。
When you hear the word of God preached for 1 hour, I think we really shouldn't complain.
当我们只是花一个小时在听到，我想我们不应该埋怨。
Shouldn't.
真的不应该。
But I'll keep my message short.
但是我会确保我的讲道是简短的。
And they listen attentively to the book of the law.
而且他们也侧耳专心的听。
This listen attentively in Hebrew is very interesting.
侧耳听希腊文的是一个很有趣的字。
It means if the speakers here they turn the ear like that.
表示说如果讲的人在前面，他们把耳朵转向那个人的方向。
So let our Chinese Bible is very good. 侧耳听，侧耳而听。
所以华文的翻译是侧耳而听，也是它意思是一样的。
So you find that the Bible, the culture of the Bible is very similar to the Chinese.
所以圣经的文化,
Chinese is very similar to the Bible's culture.
华人的文化跟圣经的文化其实很相似。
Listen attentively, turn your ears to hear.
专心听就是侧耳而听, 把耳朵转向那个人。
And this is what you should do too.
这个也是你该做的。
When the word of God is preached.
当神的话语被传讲。
When the word of God is preached.
当神的话语被传讲。
Listen.
你要听。
Cut down unnecessary movements.
不要做任何的无谓的动作。
Please do not look at your Facebook.
不要看你的面部。
It's troubling.
这让人感到很难受。
Please do not let your mind wander off.
不要让你的思绪飘到别的地方。
It's only 1 hour.
只是一个小时。
It's not 6 to 7 hours.
并不是6到7个小时。
Number two, respect the Bible.
第二，要尊重圣经。
There must be high respect for the Bible.
必须对圣经有最高的尊重。
When the Bible is preached,
当圣经被传讲。
Your attitude,
你的态度。
It's not, Pastor Andrew Tan, quickly, quickly lah.
你的态度并不是说，哎呀，陈金生牧师，快啦，快讲完。
But Pastor Andrew is expert at nagging people.
但是陈金生牧师呢，是唠叨的专家。
So when I go back and listen to myself, wow, real naggy man.
所以我回去听这些录音的时候，我讲，哇，我真的是很唠叨。
I'll cut it down, okay?
我会简短。
But when you hear the word of God being preached.
但是当你听神的话语被传讲时，
the attitude is God is speaking, listen.
那个态度是神在讲话，所以要听。
God is speaking, not Pastor Andrew. Pastor Andrew has no value.
是神在讲话，不是陈金生牧师。陈金生没有价值。
You don't listen to Pastor Andrew lah.
你不用听陈金生牧师。
He's a human being like you.
他只是跟你一样，是一个人。
But he's not. He's speaking on God's behalf.
但是他是替神在讲话。
That's why you must listen.
所以你必须听。
You dare to let your mind wander off?
你胆敢让你的思绪漂流到别的地方吗？
你要大胆啊！
你很大胆。
God is speaking. You dare to let your mind wander off?
神在讲话， 你既然敢想到别的地方去。
You're not scared of God.
你不怕神吗？
God is speaking. You're not scared of God.
神在讲话， 你不怕神？
Because the Bible is preached.
因为圣经被传讲。
So we must respect the Bible.
所以你要尊重圣经。
Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on the high platform built for the occasion. Beside him, on his right stood these people. On his left stood these people.
所以文士以斯拉站在为这事特别的木台上。 在他左边站了一些人， 在他右边站了另外一些人。
Ezra
以斯拉
is in a very highly honored position.
在一个很尊荣的一个位置上。
So we all sit down, I stand up, and the position here, the geographical position here is very high.
所以你们坐着，我站在这个台上，这个台上比较高。
It's a wooden platform.
它是一个木台上。
And just like something like this.
大概像这样子。
And on his right stood six persons.
在他右边站了六个人。
Important leaders.
六个领袖，很重要的领袖。
And on his left stood seven important leaders.
在他左边站了七位很重要的领袖。
It's a very honorable position.
这是一个很有尊荣的位置。
Some people want to be pastors.
有的人要做牧师。
Yeah, I want to be a pastor.
我要做牧师。
好 威风 啊， 我 sit down there and preach.
很威风啊， 因为可以站在那边， 可以讲道。
It's not as glorious as you think.
其实这个职责并不是那么如你想象那么的尊荣。
It is glorious because we are serving God.
它之所以是尊荣， 是因为我们在侍奉神。
But the burdens are not light.
但是那个重担并不是轻的。
But why the Ezra is in an honorable position?
所以以斯拉他是站在一个很尊荣的位置上。
Ezra opened the Bible. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. As he opened it, the people all stood up.
以斯拉站在众民以上， 在众民眼前展开这书， 他一展开， 众民就都站起来。
Why is Ezra so highly honored?
为什么以斯拉有这么大的尊荣？
In a standing on a place that is above others, so many leaders around him.
在站在一个木台上，比别人都高， 然后周围都有很多的领袖。
Let's see why is he so highly honored.
我们来看为什么他这么的尊荣。
Because of Ezra is a special person.
是因为以斯拉是一个很特别的人吗
？Because Andrew Dunn is a special person.
是因为陈金生是一个很特别的人吗
？We are sinful human beings.
不是，我们都是罪人。
But why is Ezra so highly honored?
但是为什么以斯拉这么得到尊荣
？Observe.
我们观察。
When Ezra opened the book.
当以斯拉打开这书
，He honors the Bible.
他尊荣这个圣经。
And all the people stood up.
众民就都站起来。
So it tells us that Ezra is being highly honored because Ezra preaches the Bible.
因为这里就告诉我，所以这里就告诉我，以斯拉得到尊荣是因为他传讲圣经。
They were not honoring Ezra.
他们并不是在尊荣以斯拉。
They were honoring the word of God.
他们是在尊荣神的话语。
Ezra is a nobody.
以斯拉是一个平凡人。
They were honoring the Bible.
他们是在尊荣圣经。
And we honor the Bible in the same way.
我们也以同样的方式来尊荣圣经。
Now, dear Christians, you must have very high regards for the Word of God.
基督徒们，你们必须很尊，把圣经看为很重要的地位。
It is your highest rule of faith and conduct.
它是你信仰行为的最高准则。
How you organize your family?
你怎么管理你的家
？How you select a job?
你怎么选择工作
？How you choose your recreation?
你怎么选择消遣？
How you manage your relationships with your bosses and colleagues?
你怎么管理你跟同事、跟上司的关系
？Your goal in life.
你的人生目标。
The Bible is your highest rule of faith and conduct.
圣经是你信仰和行为最高的准则。
It is so despotic.
它是这么的
霸道。
霸道。
说这个讲台很霸道。啊，你看那样子，霸不霸道？
讲台的设计很霸道。
Because the word of God is like that. It's despotic. It's 霸道.
因为神的话语就是这么的霸道.
It's the highest rule of faith and conduct.
它是信仰和行为最高准则.
It's your lifeline.
它是你的生命线.
For survival.
生存的生命线.
And when the word book of the book the Bible was opened, the people stood up.
当圣经被打开的时候，众民都站起来。
They have high respect for the Bible.
他们非常尊敬圣经。
Hey, maybe next Sunday onwards, when we read the Bible, everybody should stand up.
也许下个主日我们读圣经的时候，大家都要站起来。
But they did not. They have not only they respect the Bible because they have respect for God.
他们之所以尊敬圣经，是因为他们尊敬神。
And you shall see that in this passage.
在下文你就可以看得到。
Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and the people lifted up their hands and responded, "Amen, Amen." Amen means true, okay? It's, the word means true, true, true. Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说 Amen, Amen. Amen 的意思是说真的，真的，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
When Ezra opened the book,
当以斯拉把这书打开
people stood up,
众民站起来
shows that they have high respect for the Bible.
显示他们对圣经有很高的尊重。
But you notice that immediately, what did they do?
但是你留意一下，他们接下来马上做什么
？Not only did the people stand up.
他们不仅仅是站着。
Not only did Ezra open the Bible.
以斯拉不只是打开圣经。
But after that, what did Ezra do immediately?
他马上做些什么东西呢
？What did the people do immediately?
百姓做了，马上做些什么呢
？And it tells us why the Bible is important.
就告诉我们圣经为何这么重要。
Verse 6, Ezra praised the Lord.
第六节，以斯拉就称颂神。
The great God.
伟大的神。
They bowed down and worshipped the Lord.
百姓就面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
It tells us when, how did, what to them, what is the Bible?
这让我们看到说，圣经对于他们来说是怎么样的一本书。
The Bible represents the presence of God.
圣经代表了神的同在。
To them, when the Bible is here, it's as if God is here.
对于他们来说，当圣经在这里的时候，神也在这里。
So how can you not respect the Bible?
所以你怎么可以不尊重圣经？
How can you not read your Bible?
你怎么可以不读圣经？
When the Bible tells us this and that, how can you challenge the Bible?
当圣经教导我们这个那一个的时候，你怎么可以去挑战它？
How can you say no to the Bible?
你怎么可以跟圣经说不要？
How can you disrespect the Bible?
你可以怎么可以轻视圣经？
I'm not talking about take a book and bow down to the book.
我不是说拿出一本书，然后跪拜在这个书面前来跪拜。
I'm talking about taking the contents of the Bible seriously.
我谈的是你很认真严肃看待圣经的内容。
That you read，
你会去读。
You obey，
你会去遵行。
You tremble when you read the word of God，
当你读圣经的话语、神的话语的时候，你会战惊。
You tremble when you read the word of God，
当你读神的话语的时候，你会战惊。
Because it represents the authority of God Himself，
因为它代表了神自己的权威。
That's why immediately they praise God after they open the Bible，
这是为什么？当他们打开圣经之后，马上他们赞美神。
Now, when faced with defeat, shame, great danger, they look to the Bible, God's word for advice. The Bible is their lifeline.
当他们面临失败、耻辱、大危险的时候，他们仰望圣经，神的话语作为引导。圣经是他们的生命线。
Number three, they interpret the Bible text.
第三，他们来解经。
The Levites and this number of names instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there.
这里的利未人，他们就教导百姓律法。当百姓都站在自己的地方的时候。
So the Levites,
所以利未人,
the religious leaders,
那些宗教的领袖,
the big pastors and the small pastors,
那些大小牧师,
what did they do for the people?
他们为百姓做了什么?
They instructed the people in the Bible.
他们使百姓能够明白律法。
And when they were teaching the Bible,
当他们在教导圣经的时候
It says here that the people were standing there.
这里就说百姓都站在自己的地方
So they would probably actually stood for 6-7 hours.
所以他们很可能都站在那里六七个小时
The people were standing there.
百姓都站在那里
But what does that imply?
这代表着什么呢
It implies that the people stood where they were at where they were.
这意味着百姓站在他们原有的原来的地方。
But the teachers moved around to teach different groups of people.
可是老师呢，就到处走动，去教导不同群的人。
So when the different people were teaching,
所以当不同人都在教导的时候
the people stood at that position.
而百姓都站在自己的原地。
Implies that the teachers were moving around.
这意味着老师们在移动着。
And this tells us the importance of small groups.
这让我们看到小组的重要性。
Small groups, learning in small groups are important.
在小组里面来学习是重要的。
That's why you must attend Sunday school.
这是为什么你要参加主日学。
I know life is busy.
我知道生活很忙碌。
But I urge you to craft out time on Sundays.
但是我鼓励你在星期天腾出时间。
Give God the time.
把这个时间委身给神。
Come attend Sunday school.
来参加主日学。
The Sunday school notes are crafted by me.
主日学的讲义是我做的。
Taught by the teachers.
老师教。
And these teachers are faithful teachers.
这些老师都是忠心的老师。
They spend time to prepare to read and prepare the word.
他们花时间来准备来读神的话。
These notes are not anyhow notes.
这些讲义呢不是随便准备的。
They're properly thought out.
他们是经过仔细的思考。
At a scholarly level.
在学术的水平，学者的水平上来思考。
Come attend Sunday school.
来参加主日学。
In small groups, you can ask questions.
在小组的方式里边呢，你可以问问题。
When the sermon is preached, I don't know if you're sleeping.
在讲道的时候，我不知道你是不是在睡觉。
But in small groups, it's lively.
在小组呢，是充满活力的。
Then you can discuss applications.
你可以在那里来讨论应用。
You can hear how people apply the word of God.
你可以听神别人是怎么应用神的话语。
Hey, you also face this difficulty.
你也同样面对这个困难吗？
And you handle it in this way.
你是这样子来处理的。
Oh, now I know how to handle my difficulty.
那现在我知道我自己的问题要怎么去处理了。
Hey, you face this trouble.
你面对这样子的困难。
You're not frightened,
你不怕吗？
Oh, you still trust a lot.
你还信靠神啊？
Hey, you are very good. You are a good example, lah.
你是一个很好的榜样。
I'm encouraged.
我受鼓励了。
I thought I'm the only one who is in the world suffering.
我以为自己是那唯一受苦的人。
There are some people who trust God too.
有这么多的人也一样的来信靠神。
That's why you must attend Sunday school fellowship groups.
这是为什么你要参加主日学、参加团契
？Everybody is busy. We try to cut down activities.
每个人都很忙，我们尝试把这些活动的次数减少。
When we put in Sunday school,
但是当我们放进主日学的时候
，we have a time for fellowship.
我们也有团契的时间。
They are there because they are important.
他们之所以会存在，是因为他们很重要。
If you miss them,
如果你错失了
on judgment day.
在审判日,
when God says, "How come your spiritual life is not growing?"
神审判你的时候说, 为什么你的灵性没有成长?
Pastor Andrew Tan, what are you doing in your 50 years of pastorship?
曾经生牧师, 你在50年的牧养里面做什么?
I say, God, not my fault. He doesn't want to come.
我说, 神啊, 不是我的问题啊, 是他不要来。
You don't scold me, scold him.
你不要骂我, 你要骂他。
I'll push the blame to you.
我把那个错都归在你身上。
No, I'm just kidding.
我只是开玩笑。
Come attend small groups. It's important.
来参加小组, 很重要。
This system is not invented by me.
这个系统并不是我发明的。
It's invented by God himself.
是神自己发明的。
Small groups.
小组。
It's invented by God himself.
是神自己发明的。
It's a means of grace for your spiritual life.
是你灵性成长的一个恩典。
They are critical for growth.
它对你的成长是个关键。
Verse 8, they read from the book of the law, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read.
他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书, 讲明意思, 是百姓明白所念的。
They read.
他们念,
that means the small group leaders read.
表示说小组的领袖在念神的话。
In the small group, what else did they do?
在小组里面, 他们还做了什么呢?
Making it clear.
他们讲明意思。
Making it clear means they translated it into the language they could understand.
他的意思说他们把经文翻译成他们能够明白的语言。
The Israelites, the people of God, they are Hebrews. They were Hebrews.
神的百姓是希伯来人。
So the Bible was written in Hebrew.
所以圣经呢是用希伯来文写成的。
But the language used during that time was not Hebrew.
但是 那个时候所使用的语言并不是希伯来文,
it was Aramaic,
而是亚兰文,
it was the lingua franca, means the international language at that time,
是那时候通用的语言,
just like today some people may not be able to speak Hakka,
就好像今天有些人可能不会讲客家话,
you cannot even speak Chinese because you are monorail, monolingual,
甚至你也不能够讲中文, 因为你只会一个语言,
So someone had to translate from the Hebrew Bible into the language used at that time, Aramaic.
所以必须有人把当时候圣经语言希伯来文翻译成当时的通用语言亚兰文。
So making it clear involves translation.
所以讲明意思包括翻译。
But the word the verb making it clear.
但是讲明意思的这个动词
also means they make it they explain they read and explain section by section.
也带着一段一段来解释的意思
Verse by verse
一节一节这么解释
Book by book
一本书一本书这样子来解释
Chapter by chapter
一章一章的解释
They didn't skip the verses
他们没有跳节
They didn't do it all over the place
他们不会随意取经文
They taught the Bible section by section systematically
他们是很有系统一段一段的来教导圣经
And giving the meaning
然后讲解意思,
explain the details,
解释细节,
and that's what we do during Sunday preaching.
我们在主日的讲道就是做这些东西,
in Sunday preaching,
在主日的讲道,
as far as possible,
我们尽量,
I try to cover a Bible book,
我尝试来讲解一本圣经里面的书卷,
or at least cover a complete section,
或者至少完成一个完整的段落,
and explain the individual verses to you.
然后向你来解释每一节的经文
What I do is not my invention
我所做的并不是我的发明
It was a command given to me by God
是神给我的一个吩咐
This is my responsibility to you all
这是我对你们的责任
That's what I do
这是我做的东西
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing
这是为什么我这么做我所做的东西
And that's why when the Bible is preached in this way
这是为什么当圣经用这个方式来传讲时
You must listen
你们必须听
You must listen
你们要听
Every time after a sermon
每次在讲道之后
You must have one goal
你必须有一个目的
After today's message
有个目标 今天的经文之后
I must understand the meaning of the verses in this passage better
我必须更好地明白这一段话的经文
I must have gained more knowledge
我必须得到更多的知识
And I also want to know how to live my life.
我也想知道要怎样更好地过我的生活。
But first, you must understand the meaning of the Bible.
但是首先你必须明白圣经的意思。
This is the responsibility of every Christian.
这是每个基督徒的责任。
This is your responsibility.
这是你的责任。
And the result will be strength.
那个结果就是力量。
Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law.
神长尼西米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的利未人对众民说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣，这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。
So as the word of God was taught,
当神的话语被传讲,
there was revival. Revival comes not by speaking tongues. It's nonsense.
这个复兴不是因为讲方言而带来的，这是一派胡言。
It's nonsense.
这是一派胡言。
This is not taught in the Bible.
这是没有，圣经没有教导这样的道理。
Consistently in the Bible,
圣经一贯的讲法。
Revival comes when the word of God is properly preached.
复兴是当神话语正确传讲的时候而来的。
They were weeping as they listened to the words of the law.
这是因为众民听见律法书上的话,
because the Bible convicted them, you have sinned against God.
因为圣经让他们看到你已经得罪神,
and you are in trouble.
你在麻烦, 你有麻烦了,
you have sinned against God.
你得罪神,
you are in trouble.
你惨了,
because they remember what happened, and so they were in sorrow.
他们记得过去发生的事情, 所以他们感到忧伤,
there will be punishment.
有惩罚,
and they experienced and they understood the truth. Some 100 years ago,
他们也经历到这个是真的, 因为100年前发生这个事情。
140 years ago, God sent the Babylonians to destroy their country.
因为在140年以前, 神就差遣巴比伦来摧毁他们的国家。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒们,
do you know that whenever you disobey the word of God,
你知道吗? 每一次你不遵行神的话,
there are consequences.
会有后果的。
So when the word of God is preached,
所以当神的话语被传讲,
what I say in this hour goes away.
我在这个小时所讲的话语会过去,
but the results will linger on.
但是它的结果, 它的效应会继续发生。
Whether it is punishment or it is blessing,
无论是惩罚还是祝福,
the word of God does not go away from your life.
神的话语不会从你的生命中流失掉。
I urge you to take God's word seriously.
我呼吁你要认真看待神的话。
You must have appetite for God's word.
你必须对神的话语有胃口。
Because disobedience brings punishment.
因为不顺服遭致惩罚。
But Nehemiah told them, don't cry anymore, don't mourn or weep.
但是尼西米就告诉他们不要悲哀哭泣了,
don't be afraid anymore.
不用再害怕了。
Why?
为什么?
Because when they wept, when the word of God was preached,
因为当他们听了神的话语而哭泣的时候,
they said, I've sinned against God.
他们是说, 啊, 我得罪神了,
I'm in trouble.
我惨了。
They were frightened.
他们害怕。
It shows repentance.
这表示他们的忏悔。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness, says John 1:9.
约翰一书一章九节就说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And because they have repented of their sin,
因为他们认罪悔改。
Nehemiah said, "Don't be afraid."
尼西米就说，不要害怕了。
All is well.
一切都会很好。
Don't mourn or weep.
不要再悲哀哭泣了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Nehemiah says, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks. Go for buffet at hotel and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord.
他就说去吃肥美的, 去 Pan Pacific 吃自助餐, 喝甘甜的, 有不能预备的, 就分给他。
Make yourself happy. It's a celebration day.
让自己开心, 因为是庆祝的日子。
See why?
为什么呢?
Because they have repented of their sins.
因为他们从罪里面悔改了。
When a person repents, there is hope.
当一个人悔改的时候就有盼望。
God will twist things around for you.
神会为你来改变局势。
Your skies will become bright again.
你的天会又再次展现，又变蓝了。
This God keeps promises. When you repent of your sins, God will turn His favor on you.
这位神是守约的神，当你悔改的时候，他会赐恩惠给你。
So He says, go and enjoy good food.
所以他这边说就 去吃肥美的。
All Israel should rejoice.
全以色列当喜乐。
So you may have sinned against God.
你也许得罪神。
What must you do?
你应该做什么？
Repent of your sin.
你要悔改。
And after you repent of your sin, you have every reason to be happy again.
在你悔改之后，你有一切的理由又喜乐起来。
That's what Nehemiah says.
这是尼希米说的。
The Levites come all the people saying, "Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve, don't cry anymore."
于是利未人使众民静默说，今日是圣日，不要作圣，也不要忧愁。
Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
你们不要忧愁，要因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
What do you mean by joy of the Lord is your strength?
耶和华靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量是什么意思呢？
Why is it that they have very good reasons not to be sad anymore?
为什么他们有很好的理由不用再忧愁？
Now, dear Christian,
亲爱的基督徒，
if you have turned cold towards God,
如果你对神冷淡了，
you have sinned against God,
如果你得罪神了，
don't be afraid.
你不要害怕。
What you must do is to turn away from sin.
你要做的是离开罪。
And God guarantees you your skies will become bright again.
神会担保你，你的生命又开始亮。明亮起来。
God will make your life anew.
神会让你的生活重新开始。
What you must do is to come back to God.
你要做的是回到神面前。
When you hear the word of God preached, you say, "Aiya, aiya, aiya, finish or not, finish or not."
当你听神的话语传讲的时候，你说，哎呀，不要，哎呀呀，讲完了没有？
Listen.
你要听。
Repent.
你要悔改。
And then your skies will be bright again.
你的人生就开始明亮了。
He said, "Do not grieve." Why?
这里说不要忧愁，为什么？
Because you do not need to face punishment anymore.
因为你不用害怕惩罚了。
The sufferings that you have gone through.
你所面对的苦难。
Because perhaps because of your sin.
也许是因为你的罪。
They are over now.
已经过去了。
Now there is hope.
现在有盼望。
Because there's a you do not need to grieve because there's joy.
你不用忧愁，是因为有喜乐。
Because the joy from the Lord will be your strength.
因为耶和华那里来的喜乐将成为你的力量。
Why is it that they can? What do you mean by joy of the Lord?
耶和华的喜乐是什么意思呢？
Because you have sinned against God, but you repented.
虽然你犯罪得罪神，但是你悔改。
And now you are facing the threats of the enemies.
而现在你要面对敌人的威胁。
You are poor.
你又贫穷。
You are helpless.
又无助。
You are surrounded by many enemies.
被许多的仇敌给包围。
They say you have reason to be joyful because the Lord will save you.
但是你有喜乐的十足的喜乐的原因是因为神要拯救你。
Because you repented.
因为你已经悔改了。
And for that reason, you will receive strength.
也因此呢你会得着力量。
The moment you repent, turn away from sin, you will receive strength.
当你悔改离开罪的时候你就要得到力量。
Because and there'll be joy.
也因为有喜乐。
Because God saves.
因为神要拯救。
Because you repented.
因为你已经悔改。
Therefore, come back to God.
所以你要回到神面前。
Make a change to your life.
改变你的生命。
Don't live in sin anymore.
不要再活在罪里面。
Don't rebel against God anymore.
不要违背神。
Come back to God.
回到神面前。
And God will turn your life around.
神会改变你的生命。
Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them.
众民都去吃喝，也分给人大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
They have great joy.
他们大大快乐
，because they understood the words, the Bible.
因为他们明白所教训的，他们的明白圣经。
The Bible brings joy.
神的话，圣经带来快乐。
They have joy because they understood the Bible.
他们有喜乐，是因为他们明白圣经。
Let me say that again.
让我再讲一次。
They have joy because they understood the Bible.
他们有喜乐，是因为他们明白圣经。
You don't understand the Bible.
你不明白圣经
you don't read your Bible,
你不读自己的圣经
you will not have joy.
你就不会有喜乐
you don't read your Bible, you will not have joy.
你不读圣经你就不会喜乐
But when you understand the Bible,
但是当你明白圣经
not only will you have joy,
你不单有喜乐
you have great joy.
你有大喜乐
I want to speak to our non-Christian friends,
我要跟
and I will end.
跟当中还没有相信耶稣的朋友们讲话。
Now is a time of grief, but I will see you again, and you rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
Our life on earth is a life of suffering.
我们在这个地上的人生呢，是苦难的人生。
You'll be like that until the day we die.
这个是 直到我们死的那天都会这样。
Yeah, there are happy times.
的确有快乐的时候。
But the sad times simply dwarf the happy times.
但是忧伤的时刻真的是把快乐的时刻给掩盖了。
We thank God that the sufferings in this life is not forever.
但是我们感谢神，这个人生所面对的苦难不是永远的。
Because one day Jesus will see you again and you will rejoice.
因为有一天耶稣会再见到你的面，你就要喜了。
And no one will take away this joy.
没有人能够夺去这个喜乐。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友，
like it or not, your life will be a life filled with many sufferings.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，你的人生会充满着苦难。
And one of the and the main contributing reason for your sufferings is because of your sin.
你所面对的这些苦难，那个原因是因为你的罪。
You have sinned against God. Your relationship with God is broken.
你得罪了神，你跟神的关系破裂了。
There is no hope for you.
对你来说是没有盼望的。
You are a hopeless person.
你是个绝望的人。
Because in this life, not only will you go through sufferings,
因为在这一生不但会面对苦难。
Even if you don't go through sufferings,
甚至如果你不认面对苦难。
Because of your sin, you will perish in hell as a punishment.
因着你的罪，你要沉沦在地狱来面对你的刑罚。
I urge you come to Jesus today.
我呼吁你今天来相信耶稣。
Because Jesus will take away your sins.
因为耶稣能够除掉你的罪。
And then when Jesus sees you again.
当耶稣再看到你的时候。
And Jesus will come back again.
耶稣真的会再回来。
When he comes back again.
当他回来的时候。
He will come back as a judge.
他会回来以一个审判官的形式回来。
But you will not be afraid of this judgment.
但是你不用害怕这个审判。
Because your sins have been washed away, you will enter heaven.
因为你的罪已经被洗干净，你会上天堂。
What or whom do you depend on in times of crisis?
在危机的时候，什么或是谁是你的依靠呢？
Seek God's favor.
你要寻求神的恩惠。
He is your only reliable help.
唯有神是你可靠的帮助。
When you hear and study the Bible.
当你在学习或听神的圣经的时候。
Dear children of God.
亲爱的基督徒，神的儿女。
It's not a useless human being who is speaking.
是并不是一个无用的人在 讲话。
Because human beings are useless.
因为人是无用的。
Because God is speaking to you.
而是神在跟你讲话。
Because the Bible is preached.
圣经在传讲的时候。
Therefore, pay attention to the preacher of God's word.
所以你要留心听传道人所讲的话。
I urge you attend Sunday school and fellowship groups.
我鼓励你参加主日学团契。
And I urge you to have this attitude.
我也鼓励你要带着这样的态度。
Study the Bible systematically.
要有系统的来查考圣经。
Don't anyhow.
不要随便。
Don't jump all over the place. Don't.
不要任何随便翻经节来查。
And the result will be strength.
那个结果将是力量。
And joy.
还有喜乐。
Let's pray.
我一起祷告。
Lord, you have given us your precious word.
主啊，你给我们你的宝贵的话语。
So that we can navigate safely in times of crisis.
好，叫我们能够在危机的时候。能够很平安的度过。
And this life is filled with so many crises and sufferings.
而今生是充满着各样的危机和苦难。
Help us to read your word.
帮助我们读你的话语。
Obey your word.
遵行你的话语。
Because you promise us.
因为你答应我们。
Our Savior, you promise us.
我们的救主啊，你答应我们。
You will give us strength and joy.
你会给我们喜乐和力量。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.